your city, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host, Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
That's right. We're back again. Podcast number 107.
Sweet.
I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
Yeah, another week. More news.
Yeah, well, more news, you know. Yeah, well, yeah. We got a jam-packed episode here.
Jam-packed.
Maybe throw in a little rant from both Chris and I think.
Sure, why not?
I think, even though the problem we're going to rant about probably isn't going to get any better.
And we'll keep going on and on and on.
That's okay if we can just, you know, help one person realize the truth of this.
See the light.
See the light and shut the hell up, maybe. Maybe one or two people in particular.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll get to that in a minute. The important news is the good stuff.
Yeah, apparently there's a mule spotting in the, I guess, Michigan. It had Michigan plates on it, right?
Yeah.
Alumina?
Alumina SS from Down Under.
Right.
The rear-wheel drive, basically a four-door GTO style type thing. Cross between a G8 and a GTO, I would assume.
Yeah,
sort of kind of halfway
think so.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it had no door handles on the rear, and it was clear that the rear edge of the trailing edge of the rear doors were completely hacked apart. And
possibly the Camaro drivetrain in there?
Drivetrain only. It's not the next Camaro.
Really?
Thank you. I can't believe that on, was it Autoblog?
But I heard from a dealer.
Stop it. Stop before I put my foot up your ass. Yes, some people on Autoblog who kind of broke the story first. Oh, Newsbot for the win, by the way.
Good old Newsbot.
Newsbot scooped everybody, took it right off Autoblog as soon as it was posted, stuck it on our site. It's right, baby. Some people on Autoblog were saying, I can't believe the Camaro is going to look that ugly.
It's amazing the amount of misinformation that's out there.
Yeah, there's a ton. But yes, I have reason. I think it's accurate. I think that there is... That is being used for a Camaro mule. I can't think of what else they would be doing it for.
Because wasn't that the one that was running around in Australia?
Well, it's very similar to, if not the same. Same type of car they started with.
Yeah.
This is good stuff. This means progress. This means they stopped it. You know, they're still probably doing it over in Australia, but they brought it over here to do closer to home testing. This is good.
I'm excited.
I'm thrilled. Hey, we only got like about a year and a few weeks before production is supposed to start.
Right.
That's, you know, a year.
Yeah, it's pretty damn close.
That's getting there. I mean, this time next year, we're going to know so much more. So much more information.
Yeah. So didn't you have a rant?
Yeah, and you're going to join me, right?
Of course.
Misinformation sucks ass through a straw. And anybody who spreads misinformation, well, you can connect the dots.
Yeah.
Look, let's get it straight. We all want the car to come out sooner than possible. And just because somebody says a date, kind of in passive conversation or a general portion of a year, doesn't exactly mean that it hasn't changed from that, or it was misspoken, or it was taken out of context, or even said out of context.
What I don't like is people who talk about dates as if it's the gospel. Like, here's the date, that's it.
Yeah, one person,
it can't change.
One person said it, and that's it.
And it can't change.
No matter if it's been clarified by people in the know.
Right.
Yeah, it can't change.
Yeah. That really ticks me off.
And then I just don't understand. I don't know. I mean, there's the beauty is we have a lot of knowledgeable people on our site. It's been argued that our site, thankfully, has the largest concentration of people in the know.
Good.
There's nowhere else in the world other than inside GM, which nobody can get into, that you can find a higher concentration of people that know what they're talking about. We got a good bunch of folks. And I think that's my way of saying we appreciate everybody out there who does know and does try to educate and help people along that aren't willing to learn.
And aren't complaining about the weight of the car.
No, that's another big one.
That just ticks me off.
Well, Chris, how much is the car going to weigh?
10,000 pounds.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Who?
You know, I heard it from somebody.
Where?
You know.
No.
And it's really concerning me.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be pig fat.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. This is like the type of conversation I'm thinking when I'm reading this on the board.
And we see it. We do see it. And like we said, it's only going to get worse.
Yeah.
Hey, wait, you know how we do a thread of the week, side of the week type thing?
Yeah.
We should do moron of the week.
Oh, wouldn't that be? Just call out
just
the
call
idiots?
Them out. Nah, that'd be bad. That'd be wrong. That's not our style. But listen, what's the one of the first things I learned by getting on the internet? One of the very first things I learned back in 1990, what, 5, 6?
Mm-hmm. Is read first?
No, believe, what was it? Believe nothing of what you hear and only half of what you read?
Yeah.
Or was it the other way around?
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
It was something like that. In other words, don't buy into any of that crap.
Yeah.
Don't spread crap. When somebody starts coming in and spouting off that the dealer told them this, you turn around and you say,
everything that guy just said is bullshit.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I just, well, you know, we might as well embrace it. Try to educate the dumb.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about this?
Yeah, what do you guys think?
Let's, you know, get back with us on that.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
It's just that easy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you talk on the phone all day. Talk to us.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick. I did submit the artwork, the final artwork, for the Camaro Z28.com diecast series 2.
Mm, cool.
It's
done deal, in the works.
In the works.
Going to happen by Christmas?
Hopefully.
Okay.
I should have them in my hands early December, late November. If people order fast enough, they'll have them in time for Christmas. It's going to make a stellar Christmas present, that's for sure. And it's going to be sweet. More details on that later. I'm not going to get too heavy on it, but... all I can say is have your PayPal or Google checkout thing ready sometime around maybe early October next month.
Nice.
Sometime.
Nice.
Maybe, you know, 2-3 weeks.
So what else is on the list here? Transformers?
Yeah. I saw a commercial for Transformers coming to IMAX.
Wow.
Now that's got to be
sweet.
No,
I might go check that out.
See it a third time?
No, I only saw it once.
You only saw it once?
Mm-hmm. When we went to see it.
The hell kind of consumer Camaro enthusiast are you?
Sorry, man.
You're worse than those guys that spread misinformation. Support your local Camaro.
That's right.
Yeah, and then it's coming out on DVD, supposedly on October 16th.
Right. So we're going to be inundated with Transformers here in October?
That's right.
HD, baby. Heck yeah.
Hey, my buddy Mike just bought a brand new GTO.
Brand new, huh?
Yeah.
It's brand new 2 years ago?
A brand new 2006 GTO. And he just brought it in from St. Louis. He had to kind of hunt around to find it. It's that kick-ass brazen orange color.
Oh, not bad.
He's going to be doing some cool things with that, but he let me take it for a spin, and I couldn't. The last thing on my mind was that I was driving a new GTO.
Okay.
The first thing on my mind was, I wonder how much of this is going to be like the Camaro. Oh. Because they are kind of second cousins, if you want to consider it that way.
Was it a stick or an automatic?
It was an automatic. I know.
Yeah.
Well, he's putting twin turbos on it, so it's, you know, he kind of wanted just to make it automatic.
Yeah.
He's an old Buick Grand National guy, so he likes the turbos and the automatic.
Oh, okay.
Nice car, man. Nice car. Rode a little rough, but then I'm used to the big cushy Trailblazer that, you know, it was
How's
nice.
How's it sound?
It sounds awesome.
Yeah.
It's got a killer exhaust note. I mean, those cars are so underrated. I mean, they really are. They're, if they slapped a Camaro badge on it, that it would have sold so great, I think. You know, maybe changed it up to look a little bit more like a Camaro.
Uh-huh.
Like they were originally kind of talking about doing, bringing the Monaro over as a Camaro.
Camaro.
It's just a nice car. Fit and finish is phenomenal. The driver feel is good. The driver feel, where the dash and the windshield is in relation to the driver,
yeah,
very similar to the concept.
Wow.
I think the proportions are about the same.
Huh. So no, I've never driven GTO.
You know, you can come over, drive Mike's, and you can see what you think.
Hmm.
Big back seat compared to a fourth gen. Like, it looks comfortable. Not a ton of leg room, but definitely more, even when the front seats are all the way back. I mean, I can't believe that people... You know,
wouldn't buy them?
Well, it's in 06 and it's still on the lot.
Yeah.
I just don't understand. They perform great. They
just didn't sell, and I blame that half on the dealers.
I blame the half on the other people that didn't give it the other half on the people that just didn't give it a shot.
Right.
A fair shake.
Well, normally we pick this link from our link section. So let's do that again.
Do what?
Our site of the week.
Right now? Okay, fine. Screw it. Have it your way.
I'll tell you what, I'll tell you what you got up there, hood. This is a website, Digital homogeny.
It's time for the Camaro Z28.com podcast.
Every signal the same as the next.
Website review.
Digital homogeny.
Yep. Well, this week we got MNFbody.com, the Minnesota F-Body Club.
Colorful site.
Very colorful.
The front page is pretty loaded with info.
Yeah, it's a bulletin board they got there. And so go check it out, mnfbody.com.
And we got that link from where, Chris?
Got it from our link section.
That's right, CamaroZ28.com/links.
Don't forget it.
Add your personal site or club website for free.
For free?
Oh, yeah, it's free.
Oh.
Personal sites, we ask for a reciprocal link back. And
otherwise, we
well, it's kind of
yank them.
Kind of required. But for clubs, it's optional. But we
encourage it.
You know, we're helping you out. You
sure,
help
why
us
not?
Out.
Why not?
Otherwise, we crush you.
Yeah. We also have our video section still.
We haven't talked about that in a little while.
No, I mean, it's there. It's people are submitting videos every day to it. It's like our own personal YouTube, but for Camaro and Firebird videos. And
YouTube sucks. It's a bad concept. It's never going to go anywhere.
Mm-hmm. So if you go to videos.camaroz28.com, you can see all the videos. We have all the fifth-gen launch stuff on there.
There's a couple things that are exclusive to our site that you won't find anywhere else.
That's right, including us driving it.
We rule.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was cool. Hey, year and maybe a year or so from now, we'll be able to drive a pre-production car.
Ooh.
Never know, man. Our buddies will
hook
us up.
Next summer?
Huh? I don't know about that soon, but it's going to be great, man. I can't wait. We're going to be old men by the time it actually comes out,
yeah,
but that's
no
okay.
Kidding.
We'll be, you know, in that, and then we could graduate to Corvettes and then retire in Florida. All right, man. This has kind of been a mishmash of a podcast. I knew it was going to kind of be packed with a bunch of stuff. It's the Camaro Z28.com Variety Hour.
Yeah. All right. Let's get the hell out of here.
Bring on the weekend.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline. 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.